92.7. Healthcare practitioners are under enormous pressure to care for an ever-increasing patient load, and many of them are taking drastic measures to cope. This October, Hot 102.7 is casting the floodlight on mental health, the battles people are fighting, and most importantly, where we can reach out for help. Hot 102.7's Tara Penny has more.
The doctor suicide rate is somewhere between 2.5 and 4 times that of the general public, the higher figure being on the female side.
The South African Medical Association's Dr. Mark Heumann says many medical professionals are grappling with moral injury.
The difference between moral injury and burnout is the concept that moral injury is more of a chronic post-traumatic stress disorder type syndrome, where one is just completely unable within one's resources to cope, and this leads to the overwhelming feeling that you're failing on an almost daily basis.
So what are doctors doing to cope?
You see higher rates of participation in risky type sports, adrenaline type sports in doctors, and most specifically in endurance type sports, the kind of sports that feed you with endorphins. And then, of course, there are the unhealthy practices, alcohol and certain drugs. And I have little doubt that the incidence of addictions in those areas are high in doctors exposed to this kind of chronic stress.
Jackie Maiman is CEO of the Independent Community Pharmacy Association.
Unfortunately, we are also seeing a lot of healthcare professionals. So we're seeing nurses needing cough mixtures, we're seeing doctors self-prescribing pethidine. We've got one doctor's practice who's using more pethidine than probably a maternity hospital.
And having the conversation is no easy task,
because there's a lot of aggression there. That is another challenge we have, is trying to assist our colleagues.
Mark is warning it's difficult for doctors to reach out for help.
Obviously, you would often be turning to a colleague, and I think that's more awkward than it is for even members of the general public.
Crisis lines like SADAG are on hand 24 hours a day to take a call and offer help to anyone struggling with their mental health. Tara Penny, Hot 102.7 News.
Hot 102.7.